We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Helton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story. We're constantly told we still have to socially distance, but apparently in Los Angeles, a lot of people have been partying in this pandemic. LAPD's been busy breaking them up. Let's get more live from KMX 1070's John Baird.
This has been keeping officers extremely busy, especially officers with the Hollywood Division. Now, according to USC researchers, from March 19th, the day the mayor issued his stay-at-home order, through May 9th, the Hollywood Division responded to 434 calls about parties. And just a few days ago, LAPD responded to a call in the Hollywood Hills about a raging party involving 100 guests at a three-bedroom Airbnb where one partygoer accidentally shot himself in the groin. Health officials have been warning everyone, no large gatherings, no parties during this pandemic. Dr. Barbara Ferrer is the director of LA County's Department of Public Health.
As we reopen, these are the steps we get to take. We get to use our common sense and we get to protect each other. And I have a lot of confidence that we're going to do that.
The weekly average number of calls regarding parties before the stay-at-home order was 421. That's in a one-week period. Now, during the week ending May 9th, there were 878 calls. Reporting live in L.A., John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A federal judge here in Los Angeles says enough with the tent cities near the freeway bridges and the on and off ramps, and he's given L.A. city leaders today to tell them how they're going to make that happen. Let's get the story live from Craig Figner.
Yeah, this has been quite the contentious issue. Thousands of people, of course, living under and near these L.A. overpasses, and they have to move or be moved. That is the order of this federal judge. Now, he has ruled that those encampments are a safety risk. Air quality tops the list of safety problems for the judge. The city and county leaders today are to tell the judge their plans for removing the overpass, underpass, encampments. So that's today. And then the judge is ordered to actually enforce the encampment removal. That's Friday. Now, Mayor Garcetti has indicated that he's a little worried about maybe a dust-up between police and the homeless, but still the judge has indicated this is not a suggestion. This is an order. Reporting live, Craig Figner, KNX 1070.
A body washed ashore in Venice Beach this morning. An LAPD lieutenant told CBS2 the body was found early this morning, around 1:30.
There were two adults that were walking on the beach, and it's low tide at that time, and they happened to see the body on the sand.
Now, there are reports the body matches the description of the missing WWE star Shad Gaspar, who was pulled under by a wave over the weekend. He'd been in the water with others, including his 10-year-old son, lifeguards able to rescue the boy, but not Gaspar. He's 6'7" tall, big man, which tells you just how dangerous the ocean can be. Dwayne The Rock Johnson tweeting out prayers and hope for Gaspar's wife, son, and family during what he calls an unthinkable time. He writes, man, this is a tough one, a really tough one. Great guy.
An LA city councilwoman wants changes to inspections and oversight of businesses that store the hazardous materials. This following the weekend fire downtown that injured a dozen firefighters.
As the investigation into the cause of the blaze continues, Councilwoman Monica Rodriguez says there's precedent to examine whether multiple city agencies should have a hand in enhancing safety at specific businesses.
This motion is going to bring back all of our city, the identified city departments to engage in that conversation and reflect on what might be a better practice.
Rodriguez is calling for the fire department to deliver the results of its probe of the incident to the Public Safety Committee, which could draft new inspection regulations or limits on the number of businesses that store and sell potentially hazardous materials. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
California being warned by the feds that the reopening plan might be violating religious freedoms. No comment from the governor just yet.
It's not up to Governor Newsom to decide what qualifies as valid worship or not.
Chapman University professor John Eastman tells KNX the DOJ might have a point in its questioning of why places of worship are not essential in California.
If you can allow them to open like you've allowed the marijuana dispensaries to open or the donut shops to open, putting in place social distancing measures, then there seems to be no reason to subject churches to more draconian restrictions than these other kind of places.
But a federal judge just this month ruled the governor did have the right to ban church assemblies in the interest of public health during the pandemic. Eastman says he sees new laws coming about on this very issue. Karen Adams, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Health officials say this Los Angeles Surge Hospital was in the Westlake District has seen 65 patients since it's opened on April 13th. Those 65 patients cost taxpayers $15 million just to get that hospital up and running. It was 266 beds. It had been previously known as the St. Vincent Medical Center, closed in January, but then was reopened by the state to help handle what they thought would be an influx of COVID-19 cases. But health officials say they're grateful that they did not have to utilize the capacity.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.